And now we're going to go online. But there's a twist. Did you know that January and February are peak months for recruiting temporary migrant workers? These are the people who come to the U.S. legally to do agricultural or manual labor. Many come from Mexico or Central America. But they can face a number of challenges, including deceptive recruitment practices, illegal fees, and even wage theft. Now, a new website can help migrant workers change that. Sarah McClure has our story.
Welcome to Contratados. We are contracted. We are informed. To leave an anonymous telephone review about a recruiter or employer, press 1 or wait for the tone.
Not your ordinary voicemail. Not your ordinary callers.
Hello, I wanted to talk about the carnival industry and the problems I've seen. Friends, if you want to work at Dreamland, just know the living conditions are pretty rough. They don't hire people for anything. They just want to take your money.
These callers are migrant workers using their mobile phones to record their experiences on a new interactive website called Contratados, that is, being contracted. Contratados works like Yelp, by crowdsourcing reviews and ratings. Except, these star ratings aren't about the trendiest restaurants or the latest fusion chef. Instead, you learn about the best and worst places for migrants to work.
Really, workers themselves are the ones who are going to have the most complete picture of the recruitment industry and the employers that use these visas.
That's Sarah Farr with the Center for Migrant Rights in Mexico City, the group that helped create Contratados.
What the process is like, you know, what kind of abuses are happening, who's a good recruiter, who's a bad recruiter, what working conditions are actually like once they arrive in the U.S.
For the first time, migrant workers have the opportunity to share some of the issues they face online. An undocumented Mexican worker, we'll call Jose, signed up for one job and was placed in another.
Okay. Here in Zacatecas, they told us we would work in three things, in the fields, landscaping, or construction. But after arriving in Monterrey, they told us nothing, except that we would work in carnivals.
Jose is one of the workers the Center for Migrant Rights consulted in creating Contratados. But the site isn't just a place to let off steam. It also educates workers about their rights through audio novelas.
You're listening to Contratados, a radio show about migrant workers' rights. In this episode, discrimination and harassment in the workplace.
The novelas look at different issues like workplace safety, overtime pay, and transportation. They star Abuelita Bus Bus and Señorita Sabele Todo, or Granny Buzz Buzz and Miss Know-It-All.
What's up, Granny Buzz Buzz? Quick question. My friend Amelia works in the crab industry, but she says she'd rather work in the field picking tomatoes because it pays better. But the recruiter only gives those jobs to men.
This looks like discrimination. They can't discriminate against you based on race, religion, color, nationality, country of origin, or sex.
But then we wanted it to be more interesting than just a straight up, you know, list of bullet points of know your rights.
That's Sasha Costanza-Chalk, a professor at MIT and part of the group that developed the technology behind Contratados. He says the site uses software that lets users share comments online using voicemails, text messages, photos, and even videos from a basic feature phone. That means migrant workers don't need a smartphone or wireless internet to take part.
I do think that a lot of times people just kind of focus on the latest, greatest technology. And so everybody wants to jump immediately to the hottest new thing, which doesn't necessarily make sense. It depends on who your community is and who you're trying to reach and work with.
Since September, when the site launched, workers have posted reviews about everything, from not being able to bathe properly in overcrowded housing to securing visas from employers. Not all the reviews are bad. One worker gave a seafood company 5 stars. Adeleli Ponce Hernandez helped contribute ideas to the site. She says she hopes Contratados will be the go-to place for those navigating temporary work in the U.S. With the last recruiter, she says, I suffered fraud. He cheated me out of money. This is what happened to me, and I wouldn't want it to happen to anyone else. For Latino USA, I'm Sarah McClure in Mexico City.